Brewer delivers. Green hits a ground ball towards the hole and into right field for a base hit. Lenny Green gets the fourth single in the ball game for Washington. All four balls have been ground ball singles. One was a bad hop single. Solo grounded one into left center field in the first inning. Seavers hit a ground ball up the middle in the fourth. Seavers got a bad hop single in the sixth, and now Lenny Green has hit a ground ball single to right. Time is called as they retrieve a ball to get out of the Washington bullpen down the right field corner. Here's Clint Courtney. Courtney has been called out on strikes. He has grounded to short. He's fouled out to third base. 0 for 3 in the ballgame. And with a left-handed batter up there, Pete Reynolds plays off the bag at first, about halfway. Green, a fast man. Courtney started to go, checked up. The curveball was over anyhow. It's called strike one. And now Tommy Brewer here in the eighth inning. He's got to really pitch with the number three man up, number four man on deck, Jim Lemon. And a runner on first base and nobody out. Brewer deals. Courtney takes the breaking pitch. It's inside, low. Count is one ball, one strike. The 1-1 pitch to Clint Courtney. That's over. That's the inside corner. Looked like a slider. Count is 1-2. Courtney swishes that bat through at the plate. Now he puts it up over his left shoulder. Here's the pitch from Tommy Brewer. It's fouled back against the screen. Count holds it 1-2. Sam Mealy coaching at first base. Ellis Clary is coaching at third for Washington. Tommy Brewer trying to reach way down. Come out of a couple of jams. Had a couple of double plays behind him to bail him out in the early innings. Checks his runner. Now pitches. Low, ball two. Good, slow curveball. A little bit low. And the count is even. Two balls, two strikes to Clint Courtney. The belt. Green's got a good lead at first. The 2-2 pitch. Up high, ball three. Full count of 3-2. Green on first and nobody out. Now, count of 3-2. Reynolds moves in on the bag to hold against Lenny Green. Playing Courtney to pull to right field. Pumpsy Green's way back near the edge of the grass, deep at second base. 3-2, and here's the big pitch. The runner is not going. It's a ground ball hit to Lenny. Pumpsy comes up with it, gets the force at second. That's all he can get. He bottled that ball momentarily. They got the force on the lead runner, Lenny Green. Courtney's safe on the fielder's choice. One out with a runner on first, and Jim Lemon. Lemon has bounced him a double play today. He has struck out. He's thrown out by Frank Malzone. Malzone making a good play on him in the sixth inning on a sharply hit ball. Pete Reynolds and Brewer confer now. Against Courtney. Brewer down to the belt. Pitches to Lemon. He fouls the first pitch back to the screen. Strike one. One strike to count to Jim Lemon. One down and one on. Last half of the eighth inning, the Red Sox trying to protect the 2-0 lead. Tommy Brewer delivers up high and inside. One ball, one strike on Lemon. Cliff Courtney edges away from first. Brewer checks him, now pitches. Slow breaking pitch, didn't come in enough. It's two balls and one strike. On deck, Roy Stevers. Mike Fernelius continues to throw in the Red Sox bullpen. Al Griggs and left-hander Chuck Stoudt throwing on the Washington bullpen. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Lemon. Misses inside. It's three balls and one strike. Sammy White halfway out to the mound, talking to his pitcher. Tommy Brewer. Pitching to a dangerous man here in the eighth inning. Brewer's ready. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Broken bat, line drive, hit out towards Tuncey Green. He bobbles it. No chance for play anywhere. Kind of a soft liner was broke off Lemon's bat. Bounced in front of Green and bounced up and hit him on the chest and rolled away from him, so he didn't have a play anywhere, and he's charged with an error. And the Senators now have runners on first and second with one out in the eighth, and Roy Stevers, who has two of the four base hits off Tommy Brewer, is the batter. Stevers grounded a single to center field in the fourth. He had a bad hop single off the shoulder of Frank Malzone in the sixth. In the second inning, he fouled out down the right field line to Jackie Jensen. Tommy Brewer has been the victim of more bad breaks. It was a ball that said was hit off the handle. It was twisting as it hit the ground in front of Pumpsy and took a hop up off his chest. Rolled away from him. Didn't have a play anywhere. Now Brewer has to dig way down, fires and gets it up high to Stevers for ball one. Red Sox 2, Washington nothing. The Senators threatening here in the last half of the eighth inning. Brewer kicks and deals, up high and inside again, ball two, a fastball. Leads away from second. Jim Lemon off first. Brewer checks them. Now pitches 2-0. Up high, ball three. In real trouble. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That's over. Three balls and one strike. With one down and runners on first and second, we'll watch the runners. Brewer's ready. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Stevers hits it foul down the left field line in the upper deck. Threw him a curveball. Oh, 3-2, one down, runners on first and second. The Red Sox leading 2-0. And Tommy Brewer is about to make about the biggest pitch of the ballgame so far. He's ready. Here it comes. Fly ball hit deep to right. Jensen going way back. It is over his head, up against the wall. Third, he'll score. Lemon's around third. It's Pussy Green's relay to the plate. White's got it. He's out at the plate. Stevers winds up on second base. Roy Stevers in a fly ball deep to right. It got over the head of Jackie Jensen, bounced up against the wall where it says 372 feet. Clint Courtney scored easily from second base. Jim Lemon trying to score all the way from first is cut down from Jackie Jensen to to Pumpsy Green, who threw a perfect strike to Sammy White at the plate to cut down Lemon. Sievers is on second. There are two outs now. The Red Sox leading 2-1. The batter is Harmon Killebrew. Tommy Brewer still in there battling. Pitches to Killebrew, and he gets a curve low, ball one. Senators now have five hits and one run. That's the first fly ball hit in the ballgame off Brewer. There's a curve over for call strike one. One ball, one strike. Previous five base hits were all ground balls. Four base hits were ground ball singles. The Sievers, a full hitter. They're playing him well towards left field. He hit this high in the air and deep to right over Jensen's head. The 1-1 pitch to Harmon Killebrew. There's a drive hit high and deep to center field. Going back is Gary Geiger. He's waiting. He's got it for the out. Wow. Harmon Killebrew flies out to Gary Geiger in deep center field. And Washington is out in the eighth inning. They got one run on two base hits. One costly error, and there was one man left on. At the end of eight innings, the score at Griffith Stadium in Washington, Red Sox 2 and Washington 1. And before Bob Murphy brings us up to date on the Atlantic scoreboard, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Red Sox Baseball Network.
850 on the dial, WHDH, WHDH-FM Boston. Clear, little change in temperature tonight, sunny and warm Monday, increasing humidity. Boston's present temperature, 78.